Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1445. To change your financial circumstances, choose focus, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from the best personal finance blogs on the web, with the author's permission, of course. For now, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. To change your financial circumstances, choose focus, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. In his New York Times bestselling book, The One Thing, Gary Keller argues for a simple truth. Quote, when you want the absolute best chance to succeed at anything you want, your approach should always be the same. Go small. End quote. He supports his thesis throughout the book by using research, examples, and personal experience. Extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you can make your focus, he reiterates. This advice is not new or unique. In fact, the truth has been espoused and modeled by some of the most successful men and women throughout history. Quote, be like a stamp, stick to one thing until you get there. Josh Billings. Quote, it is those who concentrate on but one thing at a time who advance in this world. Og Mandino. Quote, you must be single-minded. Drive for the one thing on which you have decided. General George S. Patton. Quote, successful demands singleness of purpose. Vince Lombardi. Those who are most successful in their life endeavors are those who identify, define, and pursue their next most important step without being distracted from it. I find his advice compelling in any area of life, but especially in our approach to personal finance and making the changes we desire. Many of us feel the stress of our circumstances and sense that the clock is ticking on our life. We want to budget better, pay off our credit card debt, save for retirement, fund our child's college, pay for the mortgage, invest in real estate, and we want to do it all right now, today. The options paralyze us, or better put, the immensity of what we should be doing with our money paralyzes us. And so too often, we throw up our hands in disgust, deciding that doing nothing is better than failing at everything. We understand the importance of healthy, life-giving financial habits. We've seen their positive influence on the lives of others, and we envy the life they live. We desire it to be true of ourselves, but the road looks too long from our point A to their point B. So we give up the pursuit before we even start. I want to offer a new approach for you today. Go small. Choose focus. Your one thing. Rather than trying to do everything at once or before the end of next weekend, choose just one step to pursue today and pursue it with blinders on, refusing to be distracted by everything else you should be doing better in your financial life. You don't have to start with a big step, and you don't have to have everything figured out before you start. Remember, one small step down the right path is all you need to start heading in the right direction. This truth applies to every positive life change we desire to embrace in our lives. The journey anywhere almost always starts with one small step. As I look back over the past years of my life, I see this theme reoccurring over and over again. The journey of removing most of our worldly possessions began by simply removing the clutter from our cars. The accomplishment of running my first marathon started by waking up one day and running 1 mile. The journey of establishing a blog and inspiring others began with one simple post. When my wife wanted to learn how to sew, she began by attending just one sewing class at a local church with a few of her friends. When my son wanted to make the high school volleyball team, he went out in the driveway with my wife and first learned how to bump. Some of the most significant achievements in your life can be traced back to one small step in the right direction. Today, I encourage you to choose just one financial goal you intend to pursue. Make it your one thing, the single most important first step that you intend to take for you and your family. A next best step is going to look different from one person to another and one family to another. As well as it should, we come from different backgrounds, different starting points, different income levels, and different family and living situations. But the importance of choosing just one step applies to each of us. One step at a time. What is the next best step for you to pursue? In all my years of discussing financial well-being with others, I have never seen an approach to financial intentionality work better than Dave Ramsey's 7 steps to financial freedom. For that reason, let's consider these steps to help determine your best next one. They come from his book, The Total Money Makeover. Step 1, save $1,000 for your starter emergency fund. Step 2, pay off all debt except the house mortgage using the debt snowball, which is paying off accounts starting with those that have the smallest balances first. Step 3, save 3 to 6 months worth of expenses in a fully funded emergency fund. Step 4, invest 15% of your household income in retirement. Step 5, save for your children's college fund. Step 6, pay off your home. Step 7, build wealth and give. I encourage you to identify where you are on the list above. What steps do you need to complete next? Save $1,000? Pay off debt? Start saving for retirement? Maybe it's pay off your mortgage or become more generous. Resolve to complete just the next one thing in your financial journey. Don't get sidetracked trying to do everything at once. It's important to note that each of those steps above can be broken into smaller parts. We begin saving $1,000 by saving $100, then $200. We pay off our debts one credit card or loan at a time, starting with the smallest one. We begin saving 3 to 6 months worth of expenses by reaching 1 month, then two. See what I mean? Even the next financial step for you can be broken into smaller steps. My hope for you is to help you become more intentional with your finances and discover greater peace of mind because of it. Remember Gary Keller's words, quote, if you want the absolute best chance to succeed at anything you want, your approach should always be the same. Go small, end quote. Pick one small financial goal and pursue with all your energy and focus. You can do it. You just listened to the post titled, To Change Your Financial Circumstances, Choose Focus, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. I couldn't agree more with Joshua here. Small, consistent action is more effective and makes the process more enjoyable than big leaps. I've seen this play out in my own life in so many ways, even from something as simple as my love for paint by numbers. Day by day, week by week, I'm adding a tiny bit of color to this canvas. And while each tiny addition doesn't feel like much, I'm always amazed at the final product. I think it all comes down to belief in something you can't quite see just yet. You have to believe deep down that the small daily actions will make a difference in the long run. If you can focus on building habits slowly and consistently every day, you'll start to notice how these healthy habits compound over time, just like compound interest when you invest your money. Dave Ramsey's baby steps are fantastic and have helped so many people get out of debt. But I'll offer you this. Rather than paying off your smallest debts first, consider starting with your highest interest rate debt. I think Dave recommends starting with the smallest debts first so that you can get some early wins to build momentum. But I would recommend you look at your debt collectively and use a debt reduction calculator to determine how long it'll take you to pay it all off. If you plug all of your balances and interest rates into one of the many calculators available online and compare the two strategies of paying off smallest debts first, which is known as the snowball method, versus highest interest rate debt first, which is known as the avalanche method, you'll see that you'll pay it off faster by going after higher interest rate debt first. And I think utilizing such a calculator to look at your debt collectively and the full time horizon could still provide the motivation you need to keep going. At least it did for me. I have seen the baby steps work wonders in helping people get out of debt, but I don't necessarily agree with the advice here on how much to save for retirement. If you're in your 50s and haven't started saving for retirement, for example, I'd recommend you save much more than 15%. Also, paying for a child's education and paying off your house might not align with your overall financial goals. So I'd encourage you here to take the pieces of this formula that apply to you and leave the rest. And that's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.